Listening 174. Listen and say which container the students choose.
Okay, we need to decide what we're going to put all these things in. What container shall we use for our time capsule? We're going to bury it in the ground.
Well, I've got a big cardboard box. We could fit lots of things in that.
That's true. But how long will a cardboard box last? Cardboard is strong, but it isn't waterproof. If it gets wet, the things inside will get wet too.
Oh, you're right.
What about a plastic bag? We learned that plastic bags take hundreds of years to break down in the ground. That's why we have to recycle them. That's true, and plastic is waterproof.
Yes, but I think plastic bags take hundreds of years to disappear completely. I think they do break into pieces before that.
Oh, okay. What about a glass jar? People find messages in bottles that have been floating in the sea for ages.
Yes, that's true. But will we be able to find a really big glass jar? A message in a bottle isn't very big.
That's a good point. And glass can be fragile. It might smash when the people go to dig it up in the future. What else is there? What about a metal tin? A metal tin might be okay, but we have to know what kind of metal it is. If it rusts, the stuff inside will get damaged.
Oh, you're right. How do we know what kind of metal this is?
I don't know. We could ask someone. Or, why don't we use a plastic box? It's strong like cardboard, but it's waterproof like a plastic bag. It won't rust, and you can get some quite big plastic boxes for keeping toys in and things like that.
That's a good idea. I'll ask my mum. I think she has some plastic boxes in the garage.